now. Well now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again, offering us this opportunity to enter into and to interact and to share with you in your reality, in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created and assisted in the creation of in this particular space of this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness to experience that silent communication, if you would, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity. We would encourage you to allow yourself to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. And once again, the information you receive in that state many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of vocabulary. And so we would encourage you absolutely to become involved in that meditative state. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. And we have suggested that there are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. And you choose to tap into, if you wish, to experience this vibrational level while eliminating all of the other vibrational levels and creations that are existing within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. They're part of your, what we like to refer to as human consciousness belief systems. And that in connection and combination with your individual belief systems, with your societal belief systems, is what results in the experience that you have in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees through all of your other levels of consciousness as well. And so, in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe in time and space, which once again are illusionary. And so you have all of these other realities, all of these other vibrational levels, if you wish, existing within the same time and same space. Now, you believe, again, in time and space. You believe that there's a passage of time, that there's a past and a present and a future. And we're suggesting that that's illusionary, that it doesn't really exist. And it's something that you experience to a less degree when you're in your altered states of consciousness, when you are in your meditative states or your dream states. And you get glimpses of the real reality, where the time does not really exist. This illusionary belief that you have in time and space do not really exist. However, for the explanation that we would like to give to you about your existence and some of the topic that we wish to express on this afternoon, we would rely on your belief in time and space to give it some type of an explanation that you can grasp, that you can understand. You see, you believe, because of your concept of time and space, that there are so-called past lives, present lives, and perhaps future lives that you have not experienced yet. We would suggest that those past, present, and future lives exist within the same time and same space. They're part of the creation process that we suggest are existing within that same time and same space, while you choose to concentrate into, tune into, if you wish, what you believe is this present reality, this present lifetime. Not only do you believe in this present lifetime, but you believe that it's the only one existing currently in the same time. And yet we're suggesting that all of your lifetimes exist within the same time and same space. You simply choose to tap into this one. Not only do you choose to tap into this one, you have put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand and to have what you might call overlaps or influences from the other lifetimes into this lifetime, other than those that you choose to put in place in your altered states of consciousness, and particularly in your what we refer to as the between incarnational periods, when you choose which time and which particular lifetime and influences from that lifetime you would add to the belief systems to bring into this lifetime. Again, we're suggesting that you're bringing in from your past lifetimes as opposed to your future lifetimes, simply to allow you to grasp that concept based upon your belief in time and space, which really don't exist. And so it becomes difficult to give an accurate explanation. Nonetheless, we would suggest that in that between incarnational state, you choose various beliefs and belief systems to put in place to bring into this particular incarnational period. Some of those particular belief systems are very difficult for you to alter. Some of them, for example, some of the physical attributes that you choose to bring into this particular incarnational period are difficult for you to change. If you come into this incarnational period, for example, and you choose to be involved in a physical body that only stands at perhaps your 5 1/2 feet in height, then it's very difficult for you to alter that. It's very difficult for you to become a 6 1/2 foot person existing within this vibrational level in this particular incarnational period. However, in other incarnational periods, it can be exactly the opposite. You choose what you are about to experience in a particular incarnational period. In those incarnational periods, however, there are other occurrences, and again, we're going to suggest that it's based upon your belief in time and space, and so you have an experience, you have certain elements that occur, realities that you experience in another lifetime that you choose to put into various belief systems to bring into this particular incarnational period for the capacity or the opportunity to experience those particular realities. You choose to put in place. It's important that you understand that you choose. You choose. This is your reality. This is your creation. You choose the reality that you experience, even if at times it appears that that reality is one that you do not desire, and you question how you could ever choose a belief system that would result in that type of a reality or a creation process. But nonetheless, the alternative is that you have no choice. And it's really not that way. You choose to put in place the beliefs and belief systems. And so you're involved in these other realities, these other lifetimes, if you wish. And you experience a particular activity in this other lifetime. And you would like perhaps to repeat that experience, or perhaps experience the opposite to that. And so what you experience in this lifetime that you have chosen to make very difficult for you to handle, if you wish, a difficult experience for you in this lifetime could be the result of a similar experience, or perhaps an experience that was exactly the opposite in another lifetime, and you choose to bring into this lifetime the opportunity to have this experience. You choose to put in place the belief or the belief system for the opportunity to have that experience. Now, it's also important to understand that what you, in your awakened consciousness state, view as being positive or negative, light or dark, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, it doesn't matter which terminology you use. When you choose to view something as being one or the other, that's your human consciousness that's making that choice. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you're applying that judgment on the particular experience that you're bringing into your lifetime. You see, at the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, because that's who and what you truly are. You choose to hide from that understanding, but nonetheless, it doesn't change it. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's not something you have to find. You can't lose it. It's who and what you truly are. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love without judgment as to whether or not what you're experiencing is desirable or less than desirable, good or bad. It doesn't matter. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And this spark of consciousness that you are, this unconditional love that you are, give to you that which you desire, to validate your beliefs and belief system without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rather simply validates your beliefs and belief systems. It's important to understand. It's important to grasp that concept, because you see, when you grasp that concept, then you begin to understand as well that what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being positive or negative does not necessarily have an impact on whether or not you're about to experience that reality. What do you believe? And as a result of what you believe, what do you expect to experience? That's the key. Not whether in your awakened consciousness state you find it desirable or less than desirable. The spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether or not it's right or wrong. And so in these other realities, in these other lifetimes, you're creating these realities, and when you begin to put together the beliefs and belief systems that you're going to bring into this new incarnational period, into the present lifetime, you put in place these beliefs and belief systems, and many of them are, once again, physical attributes that you're quite aware of. Many of them are what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems that it's very difficult for you to alter or to step outside of. But many of them are personal beliefs and belief systems that you store with inside, that are within your DNA, and which is within your capacity to change. And so, for example, you exist in this incarnational period, and you have in your so-called between incarnational period put in place a belief or belief system that it's possible for you, depending upon your choices and decisions, depending upon your thoughts and feelings, to exist in this incarnational period, to carry out certain types of activities that result in you having the opportunity to experience this particular belief or belief system that's stored within your DNA, that's simply a possibility. But once again, through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, you begin to alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. And you, as a result of the alteration of that energy, turn that particular possibility into a probability. And you experience it. You bring it into your reality. And you can have that. Whether it's right or wrong is a judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. And many times you create many of these realities and you look upon them as being less than desirable. For example, if you create a disease, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a negative type of reality, Nonetheless, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. And you may have gone through various steps in your so-called awakened consciousness state, once again, through your choices and decisions and through your thoughts and feelings, to create this reality, to make it something that you experience, to alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and to make the change. Now, once again, many of those so-called beliefs and belief systems that are put into your DNA are opposite to what you may be experiencing in other lifetimes. For example, you have created an energy and a type of disease that you find very difficult to deal with. Now, you know that it's possible for you to, if you wish, change that particular reality. You know that it's possible for you to eliminate the disease if you wish. You see other individuals who have accomplished that. You see other individuals who have successfully altered certain parts of their DNA, altered their physical beings, altered the disease. And many times, when those alterations take place on a disease that's supposed to be something that requires specific types of treatment, or may even be a disease that's viewed by your societal belief systems as being an incurable disease, and yet there are some of these individuals who are quite successful at curing and altering that disease, you'd have a tendency to look upon that as being some type of a miracle. How does that occur? So it's not a case of whether or not you understand it can occur. You know it can concur. You know that it can be created. You know that it's possible to do that. But the question is, do you believe that it's possible for you to do that? And there's the rub. You see, what do you believe? And so knowing does not necessarily mean that it's within your capacity to bring that into your beliefs and belief systems. It's within your capacity to do so. But are you willing to hold those belief systems to the point where you have the expectation? You see, when you have a belief and you create the reality, there are certain elements that you go through. You have your imagination. What would it be like to have that experience? You have the desire for what it is that you wish to experience. And you combine those. And then the difficult aspect of that creation process is the expectation. Because you see, the expectation comes from the belief and the belief systems. And so when you have these so-called realities, and we'll use our example again of this disease, you are now in a situation where a disease is considered to be very difficult for you to alter or to cure or to step away from. And so you have the human societal belief systems that support your belief that it's difficult. And perhaps even the human consciousness belief system that says it's impossible for you to alter or to change that reality. And so you have the individual, the belief system, and you're trying to step outside of the societal belief systems and the human consciousness belief systems. And you know that it's possible, but do you believe? Do you have the expectation that it's possible for you to accomplish that? Do you believe that it's possible for you to accomplish that? You can change beliefs. It's very difficult to change the human consciousness belief system. That's what we have referred to in your past as your so-called laws of physics, for example. It's very difficult to step outside of that particular type of human consciousness belief system. And then you have the societal belief systems. Again, difficult to step outside of, but not nearly as hard as your so-called human consciousness belief systems. And then we suggest that you have the personal belief systems the individual belief systems, the one you put in place many times in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, or even in your deep dream states where you alter your consciousness, or in your meditative states when you are aware of what it is that you're experiencing and you utilize that altered state of consciousness to influence and to change your belief systems. And so these individual belief systems are perhaps the easiest for you to alter. But when we start talking about altering a belief system that is supported by the societal and the human consciousness belief systems, then it becomes very difficult. Then it becomes important for you to understand who and what you truly are. Then it becomes important for you to accept that you are all that is. Then it becomes important for you to love yourself consciously. Once again, to know that it's possible for you to love yourself consciously is something that each of you understand. But to believe that it's possible to love yourself consciously can become a much more difficult concept to grasp. Like who you are, love yourself consciously, and you have that capacity to alter your beliefs and belief systems. And so, once again, it's not impossible for you to alter many of these so-called difficult realities, these beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness. It's difficult for you to step outside of the human consciousness belief systems and, once again, the societal belief systems. It's difficult. We understand the difficulty because you choose to believe that it's difficult, because you choose to exist in this vibrational level with these electromagnetic type of energies that you put in place that limit your capacity to understand how it is that you create this reality, that limit your capacity to understand that it's an illusion, and in fact goes exactly the opposite to make it appear like it's something that's beyond your control. We understand the difficulty, but it's your choice. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level. You choose to be involved. And so when you have these beliefs and belief systems and you wish to alter them many times, once again, you know that it's possible, but it's difficult to hold the belief that you're capable. It's difficult for you to believe that you can accomplish these particular feats that seem to be almost miraculous. However, you also many times hold beliefs that it can be of a great assistance for you to interact with another individual. And so once again, use our disease as an example. You frequently hold the belief that someone else has the power to influence your reality. Someone else has the power to assist you in altering that so-called difficult reality that you are experiencing, that disease that you're having difficulty interacting with and controlling and changing. And so you allow others to assist you. You allow others to influence your reality. And those others that are influencing your reality are interacting with you at some level of your consciousness and agreeing to participate. You see, it's not possible for one individual to heal another without both parties being involved in that particular interaction at some level of their consciousness. To believe that an individual has the ability to heal you without your knowledge, to heal you without your participation, is to suggest as well that that individual has the power to take away your free will. And while it may be a situation where you believe there's a benefit that an individual is doing in offering someone this capacity to heal themselves, You must understand that it's up to the individual who's experiencing the illness to make the choice, to hold the belief that it's possible to be healed, that it's possible to alter their reality. It's not possible for any individual to control another individual, any aspect of that individual's creation process, without that individual participating, without that individual expressing and holding the belief system to be involved in that interaction. And we're not saying it's right or wrong. Absolutely not. You see, this right or wrong concept is something that you hold in your so-called awakened consciousness state. To believe that you're being beneficial or that you're somehow healing another or you're somehow healing your earth system. You can have that if you wish. But it's an illusion. This whole reality that you exist in is an illusion. And when you can grasp the understanding that it's an illusion, then you can also grasp the understanding that you can change it. What do you believe? What you can't do is take away someone's free will. You are all equal. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. And so when you look upon someone as somehow being superior, that's your choice to hold that belief. That's your concept. If you look upon some lesson that you feel that you must learn in order for you to reach that particular level, if you wish, that you like to apply, in order for someone to be able to alter their beliefs and belief systems, in order for someone to hold the expectation because somehow they have become more advanced, you can have that. That's your choice. It allows you to experience this reality and all the emotions and feelings that are connected to that type of beliefs and belief systems and that reality that you're creating. But it's not necessary. It's not necessary. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. Any more or any less than what each of you are. And so to believe that somehow someone has become more enlightened or more advanced because they can achieve certain realities, that's absolutely not so. They're not more enlightened. Absolutely not. They hold different beliefs and belief systems. It's really that simple. You want to alter your reality, alter your belief in your belief system, and you will alter your reality. Absolutely guaranteed. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You wish to believe that it's possible for you to experience some type of reality without an assistance from another, you can have that. If you wish to believe that it's not possible for you to have that type of experience without the assistance from another, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or should not be involved in either one process or the other. But we're asking you to understand simply that it's an illusion, that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong. You not only can but do have whatever it is that you desire. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You cannot be higher or lower. You are no more and no less than any entity that exists not only in your vibrational level but throughout all of creation. You are all that is. When you can begin to believe that in your awakened consciousness state, believe it, not just know it, but believe it, to have the expectations, then you begin to as well understand that you can alter this reality, that you can alter your experiences, that you can change your reality. What do you believe? And so you have all of these lifetimes that you're involved in. And you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil once again that limits your capacity to have one influence the other. You choose to put in place those limitations. However, it's possible for you, particularly in your meditative states, in your deep meditative states, it's possible for you to bridge that gap, if you wish, to bring into this incarnational period some of the experiences and the beliefs and belief systems that you hold in these other lifetimes, to bring them into this particular reality so that you can alter the experience, so that you can own the belief to change this reality that you're experiencing. In your meditative state, you see, when you alter your consciousness and you enter into a meditative state, you continuously project these realities, create the realities. And they may seem illusionary. Ironically, they're not as illusionary as the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. However, nonetheless, you create these realities. And they can be very inviting. You wish to dwell in that particular type of reality that you're experiencing in that altered state of consciousness. We would suggest that you put those aside, that you look upon them as you do your day-to-day thoughts, that you have developed some method or technique to allow them to dissipate when you're entering into your meditative state. In these new experiences that seem to come from nowhere that you're experiencing in your meditative state are, again, simply your consciousness attempting to maintain that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. We would suggest that you put them aside. That when you go into this meditative state, you have a particular goal, if you wish, that you would like to experience. You have something in mind where you wish to be, where you want to experience. And it may be another lifetime where you're dealing with an altered reality from the one you're experiencing this lifetime that you're finding less than desirable in your awakened consciousness state in this lifetime. And so in that altered state of consciousness, your intent in your meditative state is to enter into a different reality where you're experiencing the opposite of what you're experiencing here, so that you can understand the belief and the belief system that you're holding, and you can bring it into this reality, so that you not only know that it's possible for you to alter the reality, but you begin to hold the belief as well that it's possible for you to alter this reality. Meditation. We have suggested many times that the key to understanding who and what you truly are, to getting a glimpse of that unconditional love from which you create this reality, the key to having the capacity to influence your beliefs and belief systems in order to influence your awakened consciousness state, is through altered states of consciousness that you refer to as meditation. Have a purpose for your meditation. You also believe, once again, in time and space. You believe that there has to be a time and a passage of time for you to become proficient at doing anything. It doesn't seem to matter what it is that you're attempting to do. At your first attempts, you find it difficult, because it validates your belief in time and space. It validates that you must go through some type of evolution in order to achieve what it is that you desire. It's not necessary, but it's a validation of your belief in time and space. And so it's difficult to step outside of that particular belief system. And so we would suggest that you continue with that validation. Exist within that belief and belief system, and understand that by continuously entering into this meditative state with a particular goal in mind, that you will eventually become more proficient in your meditations to achieve that which you desire, to get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are, to get a glimpse of the understanding of why. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by listening to expressions such as we're attempting to express to you, but you will only find it by going with inside, by experiencing that emotion and feeling that comes from the connection and the understanding of the limitless capacity of unconditional love, which is what you truly are. You are all that is. We have suggested many, many times that there are but three things you cannot change. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this reality, in your awakened consciousness state, and through various levels of consciousness in this vibrational level, is an illusion. Everything else that you experience is within your capacity to change. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The only things you cannot change are the understanding that you created all, that you are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. It's an illusion that you choose to be involved in. It's an illusion that you choose to participate in. It's an illusion over which no one else has control of you or your realities or your beliefs or belief systems unless you willingly allow them to have that control. You create your reality. Well now, once again, it has indeed been a pleasure to interact and to share with you, and we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, once again, we remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express that intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for now with love and with peace. Hmm.